Okay, good morning all. We are up to Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishneh Hey, continuing in the Machlokes in between, the Machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This Mishnah has several more, and the next Mishnah will have more as well. Says the Mishnah as follows, Mishnah Hey, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Misalkin Es HaTrisin B'Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says that, like a vendor, he can't detach the door from his booth on Yontif because this is going to be like, basically resembling the malacha of destroying. Okay, so what's going on over here? So imagine you have like a cabinet, and on that cabinet there are doors, and so these doors, you can imagine, basically you have a cabinet with shelves, and so you bring your, imagine like a bookcase with shelves. So you bring the bookcase to sell things, and you need to open up the doors so people can look at the shelves to see what to buy or to show your supply. And then, so what are you going to do with the doors now that you take them off so people can see them? So what they used to do is they used to take the doors off to use them as like a table, almost like in front of the bookcase. So Beis Shammai says that this vendor cannot detach the door from his booth on Yontif, because this is going to resemble the malacha of destroying of Soser. So since this is like the malacha of Soser, it's going to look like it too much. So he can't take off the doors from his booth on Yontif. Okay, Beis Hillel Matirin Af Lahachazir. But Beis Hillel, I'll say, not only can you detach the doors so that you can sell the items on Yontif, but you can also put back the doors in place after he finished selling for the day. He's allowed to put back the doors as well. So he, and the reason why is because if he can't put them back, then he won't want to take them off in the first place. So it turns out that Beis Shammai basically say that you are not allowed to take off the doors, and Beis Hillel say not only can you take off the doors, but you can also put the doors back on as well. Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, Ein notlin es ha'eli lekatzev alav basar, who Beis Hillel matzir. Another machlokas, Beis Shammai says that you can't take what's called like a large pestle. So imagine like a big cutting board. So they say a person can't take a large cutting board to chop meat on. And the reason why, because this is muktzah, so you can't do this on Yontif. But Beis Hillel says, no, it's mutter to do this, so that he could use it to prepare food that is going to be eaten on Yontif. Beis Shammai Rem, another machlokas, Ein nosin es ha'or lefnei hador san. So Beis Shammai say that a person who shechs an animal on Yontif, he cannot put the hide from the animal in front of people who are going to trample it, which is going to prevent it from like decaying. The reason why he can't do this is because this is connected to the malacha of tanning. So therefore, a person cannot take this hide and put it in front of people who will trample it. Okay, v'lo yag bihenu ela im kin yish imo kizayas basar. And since this hide is also mukta, he can't even pick it up unless it has like a kizayas, an olive's amount of meat attached to it. So again, so the person shechs this animal on Yontif, he can't take the hide and put it on the ground so people are going to trample it, and he can't pick it up unless there's actually a kizayas of meat attached to it. Ubeis Hillel and Matir Beis Hillel say no, both of these cases are permissible. The reason why they're both permissible is because if a person can't do this, then it might come to them not really wanting to shecht mina yantif, and they'll have less mina yantif, so therefore you can do both these things as well. And finally, a fourth machlokas, in this Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omer, Beis Shammai say, Ein motzin lo es ha-katan velo es ha-lula velo es sefer Torah l'rishus harabim. Ubeis Hillel Matir, Beis Shammai says that a person can't carry a child or a lulav or a sefer Torah, a Torah scroll out into the rishus harabim, into the public domain in yantif, because they're saying this is violating the malacha of hotzah, which is asur on Yontif, they say. But Beis Hillel say this is permissible. Why is this permissible? What's the machlokas over here? So it would seem that Beis Shammai would allow a person to transfer food, transfer things for preparing food and the like, because that we know is totally mutter because of the idea of ochal nefesh, that we're allowed to prepare food on Yontif. So that's permissible even according to Beis Shammai to do that, to violate the malacha of hotzah. But Beis Shammai says that it's basically that the malacha of hotzah in general does apply unless it's for preparing food. So when it comes to carrying a lulav and a child in a sefer Torah, you cannot do that. Beis Hillel say, no, everything is permissible because once the malacha becomes permissible for food, they also say that it also becomes permissible for everything else, to transfer everything else, so you can bring all of these things out into the public domain.
on Yantif. Bishnava, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai say, In Molichin Chala or Matanos Lakoin Biyomtov. We can't bring Chala or Matanos to a Kohen on Yantif. Right? So if a person's going to be separating Chala on Yantif, or a person's going to be taking the Matanos from the animal, the Shechtiv, to give to a Kohen on Yantif, so a person cannot bring the Chala, nor the Matanos to a Kohen on Yantif. Bein Jehurmu. May emesh bein shehurmu mehayom, whether they were separated either the day before Yontif and he could have given them then, or they were separated on Yontif itself and he couldn't have given them before. In both these cases, are going to be prohibited to give the challah or the matanos of the kohanim or the matanos kohanim to the kohen on Yontif, whether it was done the day before or it was on the day of Yontif itself. Say, what are you talking about? This is totally permissible to give challah or matanos to a kohen on Yontif. In all cases, even before Yontif, even if it was from before Yontif, if he could have given them before Yontif, and certainly if it was on Yontif itself, then he's allowed to give these to the kohen. Amr lehem beishamai beishamai, say to beishalel, gezerah shavah. What do you mean? We have a gezerah shavah, challah and matanos, matanah the kohen, utruma matanah the kohen. There are three matanos that we have. We have challah and matanos of the kohen. These are two groups of gifts to a kohen. And the truma is also a gift to a kohen, and the Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, "Kishem shein molichin esat truma." Just as a person is not allowed to give truma to bring truma to a kohen in Yantif, they're saying even you, Beis Hillel, agree to that you can't bring truma to a kohen in Yantif. Kach in molichin esat matanos. So too, we should connect these two other matanos, the challah and the matanos of the kohen from the animal. So too, a person can't bring these gifts. So to a woman not bring these gifts of challah matanos to a kohen on Yantif as well. You should connect truma to the matanos to kohanim and the challah, and therefore, just like you can't bring truma, you should also not be able to give challah and matanos kohanim to the kohen on Yantif. Amru lehem beisel beisel, say no, lo, there's no connection here. Imam martin bat truma she'enu zakai ba ramasa. I understand about truma, right? That a person can't give truma to a kohen on Yantif. In other words, if you want to say with regarding truma that you can't bring them to a kohen Yantif, because one is not allowed to separate it on Yantif, but only before Yantif is a person allowed to do it. So since the person is allowed to do it before Yantif, and only before Yantif and not on Yantif itself, so therefore he has to give them before Yantif. But when it comes to Chala and Matonos Kohanim, Tomru b'Matonos Shozakai b'Aramasan, how can a person say that when it comes to Truma, that when it comes to Chala and Matonos Kohanim, which a person is allowed to separate in Yantif, so obviously you should be able to give those to the Kohen, because those can be taken on the Yantif, so therefore even if you could have done it yesterday, since they are allowed to be done on Yantif, you could give them to him today on Yantif, whereas with Truma, since it only can be done before Yantif, and it cannot be done after Yantif, once Yantif started, therefore you have to say that it can only be done before Yantif and not on Yantif itself. Okay, so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Vav. God willing, next time we'll continue.